是有吗？没有是吧？OK，好。首先，很高兴回到当中跟大家一起敬拜。
Very happy to be here to worship with brothers and sisters.
也要谢谢许多人在过去几个月当中的关心，也为我祷告。
I want to thank brothers and sisters' concern and prayer for Reverend Chan.
的确，我在这几个月身心各方面真的是得到很大的祝福。
In the last few months, he was indeed blessed physically and emotionally.
愿神祝福各位，祝福我们的教会。
May God continue to bless everyone and bless our church.
今天要跟大家分享一个很重要的，对我们每一个人都需要的信息。
Today we'd like to share a very important message with everyone.
我想大家知道，在一些特别这些日子来，在我们彼此朋友跟朋友交谈当中，最大的话题是什么？
In the last few days, among friends, I think, what is the biggest topic that we talk about?
报纸上，或者是电视上，或者是一些广播上，最头版的消息是什么
？What are the headlines in the news media and newspapers?
啊？对，我想大家知道。的确是北京的奥运会。
Many people were talking about the Beijing Olympics.
连经济危机的消息也被打下去哈，被压下去。
We don't even hear much news about the economy
anymore. 连美国总统的竞选也是被压下去。
And even the presidential election was put behind.
不管你是球迷，或是对运动非常有兴趣的人也罢，或者是对，像我对运动不是很有兴趣的人也罢，多少也都开始关注。
Either you are a sports fan or not, we all pay attention to the Olympics.
跟人家话题里头也不知不觉的也来谈论有关北京奥运的比赛情况。
In our conversation, we often talk about competitions in the Olympics.
每天打开收音机、报纸或者是电视，几乎头版的消息都是奥运。
And newspaper, radio, or television, they're all talking about the Olympics.
我想几乎不知道有多少人都被卷入奥运的这份的热潮。
And the whole country is in the Olympic fever.
那些比较热衷的更是就是买了机票，即使只有几天，也赶到北京去来为那些比赛的团队来加油。
Some people even went to Beijing to cheer their teams.
而每个人都期待我们自己国家的代表队或者选手能够得胜。
We all wish the teams representing our country can win.
那么那些参加比赛的那些选手本身，那就更不用说了。
Especially for those athletes.
他们一直是何等的期待，在这一次的比赛当中能够旗开得胜，能够一举成名。
Indeed, they're hoping that they can win in the Olympics and be famous.
所以难怪几年来那么劳苦的预备练习，所盼望的就是在今天。
So they have been training for the last 4 years in preparation for this moment.
能够带着奖牌，那么凯旋荣耀的回国，哇，那是多么让人家羡慕的事。
Indeed, it's a dream to be able to bring a medal home to your own country.
的确，我们看到在荧幕里头出现那已经得胜拿到冠军的，真是那种喜悦那种兴奋之情真的让我们羡慕。
We saw always the joy and excitement of those winners taking the medals.
当然，我们也看到一些落败了、输了人那份沮丧、那份失望，甚至痛哭流泪的那种的现象。
But we have also seen the disappointments of some of the people who have lost in the competition.
的确，失败的滋味真的是相当的难受。
This is indeed very difficult to accept failure.
不只是他个人多年来的努力落空了。
Not only that his personal dream has failed.
那期待一举成名的那个梦碎了。
The dream of becoming famous has disappeared.
我们知道这些选手还要面临一个更大的压力。
The even more pressure on some of these athletes.
这个压力是什么？
What is the pressure?
就是回国以后要面对一些期待他得胜、期待他拿奖杯回来的那一种那一种失落感。
They had to go home and face their own countrymen who were disappointed.
有一些人甚至还会遭受到一些很不谅解的批评，责怪。
Some people will even be criticized.
这种失败的这种的沮丧，加上这些，使他们倍感压力，并且呢，自尊心也受很大很大的打击。
This type of discouragement and disappointment indeed is a great pressure on them.
可是这是一个很残酷的事实。
But indeed, this is a reality of life.
这残酷的事实是，在所有运动会里头得胜的、拿到奖牌的，毕竟是少数，对不对？
That in a competition, only a very few can win.
在那么多各个国家的那么多的团的队伍，那么多的选手当中，真正能够拿到奖牌的，那只有那几位。
Among all these different countries, among all these athletes, only three can get a medal.
换句话说，绝大部分的人都是属于输的、落败的一方。
The majority of the athletes actually have not able to receive a medal.
换句话说，绝大部分的人都要尝到那失败的沮丧、失望和痛苦。
So actually, majority will have to face the disappointment of failure and setbacks.
我想奥运会的这一阵的热潮，再过一些日子会结束了。
This Olympic fever may end in a few more days.
随着这些运动会的结束，那个热潮也会慢慢消退了。
After the Olympics, people will gradually forget about it.
运动场上那种激烈的比赛会结束了。
And those very exciting competition will end.
当结束以后，对我们每一个人个人来讲有什么意义呢？
So after the Olympics, does it mean anything to us individually?
对我们个人有没有意义呢？当然有。
What is the meaning of the Olympics for us?
因为是的，运动比赛输赢成败是结束了。
Indeed, the competition may be over.
可是我们每一个人现实生活当中的一些的竞赛，人生当中的一些的竞赛没有结束。
Yet the competition in our lives will continue.
而且永远不会结束。
It may not end.
怎么说呢？
What does that mean?
因为其实我们如果把那个运动场上的比赛把它放大一点来看，
If we expand and extrapolate the competition on the field,
其实我们每一个日日的人生，其实我们都像在人生的道路上来竞争。
In the ways of our lives, it feels like we are in a competition all the time.
有各种比赛和竞争呢，在我们一生的这个道路的里头。
In our byways of life, that there are races and competitions.
我们不是球员，我们不是选手。
We're not athletes.
可是我们在人生的各种阶段里头，我们都要面对各种不同的竞赛和那些的争斗。
But in the different stages of our lives, we face many different type of competitions.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
同意吗？从年轻的时候在学校里头。
When you're young, when you're in school.
我们在班上，在学生当中，都会比赛谁的成绩好。
We compare our grades.
我们求职的时候。
As we're looking for jobs.
我们跟其他人都在争取能够拿到得到那个我们所理想要得到的职位。
We compete with other candidates for a good job.
我们在我们上班的时候，就业的时候，我们会跟同事们争什么？争业绩，对不对？
as we were working, we also in competition with our coworkers.
虽然我们不一定表现出来。
Even though it may not be very obvious.
但是心灵上多多少少都在想同事他的业绩那么好，我不能落败。
But in our heart, we're still competing with our coworkers.
甚至我们在争能够升更高的位置。
To see who can be promoted.
在商场上当老板的。
Even if you're a boss in a business world.
哦，更要跟同行怎么样？竞争。
You'll be competing with some of your other companies.
我们都期待能够赶快招来顾客。
We want more customers.
我们希望我们的自己的行业能够蒸蒸日上。
We hope our company can grow.
而这些年轻人哈。
And these young people.
也会在情场上跟人家竞争，对不对？
Also have competition in romance.
啊，万一跟好朋友所爱慕的是同一个人。
If you you and your friend love the same person.
哦，那时候就看个人手段了哈。
Then you that's a spirit competition.
哦，这个其他可以让，这个不能让啊。
Other thing you may be able to yield, but you're not willing to yield on this.
但是跟情敌斗争不是一件好的事，舒服的事。
But it's not easy fighting with your enemy.
我们会有真的是胜利的时候。
Yes, there are times of victory.
但是也会有失恋之苦。
But there are times of defeat also.
不只是我们的人生道路上很像的运动比赛。
Our life is like a competition.
刚才说过。其实我们还有一样跟运动比赛是相似是相同的。
One more aspect is very similar.
这个相同的地方就是说过，就是我们所说过的，我们都同样会遇到残酷的事实。
And indeed, we do have to face the cruelty of reality.
在所有的竞赛当中呢，得胜的、成功的，怎么样？多数还是少数？
There are only few who can win in a
competition. 你想要班上第一名，请问班上有多少个第一名？
If you want to be the first in your classroom, how many first are there?
很残酷的一个事实，在我们人生的运动会里头，我们大部分人也都要面临很多的挫折和失败。
The cruel reality of life is that we have to face many setbacks and failures in our lives.
而这个失败是不可避免的。
We cannot avoid failures.
其实很简单的道理。
It's a very simple truth.
60多亿的人口，每一个人都要为生存来努力。
6 billion people and everyone is fighting for survival.
为生存来挣扎。
We struggle to survive.
为理想的实现来奋斗。
Work for your ideal.
我们每个人都能够极力的，能够在各样的事情上能够来争得胜利。
We all want to win in many different aspects of life.
可是你想争得胜利，别人也要。
But you want to win, but so do others.
你渴望实现自己的理想，别人也要。
You want to have a dream come true, so do others.
你希望你的理想能够实现，可是别人。那么多人不一定同意，也不一定会配合。
You want your own dream to come true, but other people may have different ideas.
你想争一笔生意，可是呢，其他的同行也要。
You want to have a big business, but other companies also want the same business.
你想过一个安详的日子，可是总有人会制造一些的麻烦。
You want to have a peaceful life, but there are troubles in life.
所以呢，在我们人生道路上，你每一个人必然会面临很多很多的挫折和失败。
So in our life, we will face many, many setbacks and failures.
而事实上，每一个有理想、有作为的人，他一定会遭遇到有失败和挫折的可能。
Everyone who has dreams, everyone who has a goal to achieve, they probably will
face
failures and setbacks.
没有一个人可以避免。
No one can avoid that.
只有一种人。
Only one kind of person.
他绝对不会遭遇到失败和挫折。
You will not face failures.
告诉我是谁，是什么样的人。
What kind of people?
有没有？ 啊？什么？大声一点。
傻瓜。
傻瓜。
Fools
即使傻瓜还是会有很多的挫折。
Even fools.
好，有人举手来。对了。
Only the dead.
只有那躺在坟墓里头死了，不会有任何作为的，没有什么理想，没有什么抱负，没有什么挣扎的那样的人，就不会有所谓的挫败。
Only the dead who do not have any dream, who do not have any way to do anything, that they don't have to face failure.
所以我今天在奥运会上的这个事上啊，我要带给大家一件很重要的看见。
So through the Olympics, we want to see one message that's very important.
你必须很清楚的知道，人生没有一帆风顺。
You need to know that life is not just smooth sailing.
我们祝福人家你万事如意哦。
You want to bless people that things will go well.
这只是期待的话，这不是事实。
But this is just a dream, it's not truth.
人只要努力想要获得什么，得到什么，你就一定要面临很多的困难阻碍。
As long as you have dreamed, you have goals, you will face obstacles.
我们一定要接受挫败是我们生命里头的一部分。
We need to accept the setbacks and failures are parts of life.
我在这里头问每一位。
I want to ask you.
无论男女老幼。
Everybody.
你真的认识这是真实的人生吗？
Do you truly accept that this is a reality of life?
你接受挫折和失败是你生命的一部分吗？
Are you willing to accept that setbacks and failures are part of life?
麦森牧师啊，你把我们讲的真的是真的，那让我们路怎么走下去啊？
Seems very depressing. How do we walk forward from this?
我的感动是，我们需要先真的认识，也接受。挫折和失败是我们生命的一部分。
We need to first understand and to accept the setbacks and failure are part of our lives.
要接受是因为许多人他们不认识，特别是年轻人刚出道的时候，常常满怀很多的理想，很多的冲力，可是当卷入那个很现实很真实的社会的时候，才发觉到并不是如此。
Many young people may be very idealistic, yet when they face some of the obstacles in life, they realize life is not like that.
这就是没有认识和接受。
They may not be able to understand or accept.
许多人之所以一生都闷闷不乐，没有喜乐。
Many people throughout their whole lives are very unhappy.
甚至你心里头充满对人生很多的不满，或者是那一种怨恨。
They feel with complaints and bitterness in their lives.
很多人发生一问题，他常常告诉人家说，社会得罪了我，亏欠了我。
Every time something went wrong, they blame it on the society.
为什么会有这种说法？说这个社会环境得罪了他。
Why do we blame things on the environment or the society?
因为他不认识真实的人生。
Because he did not understand the reality of life.
因为他没有接受这个挫折和失败是我们本来就是我们生命的一部分。
He's not willing to accept the setbacks and failures are part of life.
所以他没有快乐。
So he was not happy.
所以他常活在不满足、埋怨甚至苦读的里面。
So he could be filled with depression and bitterness.
那么，我们除了接受之外，我们要怎么？
What do we do after we accept this?
我们不只要接受。
Not only do we need to accept this,
我们要改变它。
We also need to change it.
Amen. 我们接受它，然后来改变它。
After we accept this reality, we need to change it.
特别神的儿女，神没有要我们每一个人就是活在失败的里头。
The children of God, God does not want us to live in failure.
因为我们的神是得胜的主，对不对？
Our God is a victorious Lord.
神允许我们失败。
God allowed us to fail.
但是他不允许失败是我们最后的结果。
But he does not allow us to have failure as our final result.
神允许我们生命中有很多的挫折、失败。
God allows setbacks in our lives.
但是他不会让失败成为我们最后的结果。
But he does not want failure to be the final result of our lives.
所以我们要改变它。
So we need to change it.
怎么改变？
How do we change it?
我非常喜欢我们英文有一句大家都很熟悉的话。
English there's this proverb everyone's very familiar with.
这句话其实非常的好，我蛮喜欢的。
Reverend Chen really likes this proverb.
好不好？我们一起来把它念一次，好不好？你用中文，用英文，请你再把这一次这个念进去你的心里头。
Read it once.
来，我们一起来念，来，请。
If life gives you lemon, make delicious lemonade.
我希望这个成为我们既然一生挫折失败是免不了，那这一句话就成为一生最重要的座右铭。
Since we have to accept that we have failures in life, we need to remember this proverb.
什么叫做改变？
What is change?
改变就是当生活给了你酸的柠檬的时候，
When life gives you lemon,
那么你就把它做成很可口的柠檬汁吧。
You can make a delicious lemonade out of it.
怎么做？
How?
我想今天时间关系，我简单的提两个跟大家分享。
Just want to mention two points with everyone.
第一个
，Number one，
如果你要把酸的柠檬，生活给了一些酸的柠檬
，When your life is giving you a sour lemon，
你要把它变成很可口的柠檬汁。
You want to make
good lemonade. 你第一件事情，你就是要从失败当中学习一些的功课。
The first thing you need to learn.From your failures.
从失败里头来得到一些的教训。
You need to learn from your failures.
让失败不是伤害你，反而成为你的成长机会。
Do not let failure hurt you, but let failure help you grow.
让失败不是让你从此放弃沮丧，而是让失败带来你成功的途径。
You will not be discouraged by failure, but indeed let it help you to succeed.
问一位成功的企业家。
There's a young man asked a very successful entrepreneur.
我想我们都会一样，碰到这样的人，我们都禁不住都会问这种话。你能不能告诉我你成功的秘诀是什么？
He asked him, "What is the secret of success?"
我们都很希望秘诀的。
We all want to know the secret.
Okay. 好，既然他。这个年轻人想要知道，成功的秘诀是什么
？So this young man wants to know what is the secret for success.
他就告诉他说：“好，我成功的秘诀呢，只有两个字。
”The entrepreneur said, "The key to my success."
这两个字是
，two words.
Right decisions.
Two words are right decisions.
就是正确的抉择。那么呢？问题是这句话太抽象了，太大了哈。
But it seems very abstract.
这个年轻人就接着那，告诉我你怎么会能够做正确的抉择呢
？So the young man asked, "How can you make the right decision?"
他说，只有一个字。
It's only one word.
Experience.
Through your experience.
就是经验。好，那么呢？这年轻人干脆就继续问下去了。
So this young man asks one more question.
什么经验
？What kind of experience?
他说两个字。
So two words.
哪两个字呢
？What?
Wrong decision.
Two words are wrong decisions. Is this true?
这是告诉这位年轻人，你要成功，你必须经历过很多的失败挫折。
To succeed, you have to experience many failures.
但是不要让失败 就是把你打下去了，让失败成为你的功课。
Don't be discouraged by failures. Let it be a good lesson for you.
说到这个，我就想起 IBM， 的那个总裁。
I remember a story.
Wilson.
The CEO of IBM called Tom Wilson.
他有一次，他底下有一个很精明的、很能干的一位工程师。
He had a very capable engineer underneath him.
为了要实验一个新的产品，他经历了很多的失败。
And he was testing a new product and faced many failures.
那当然，也花了公司不少钱。
And used up a lot of money from the company.
几次试验失败下来，他一看，哇！1200多万。
They spent $12 million.
哇，他自己心里头一看到这个数字，心里头真的，自己也吓一跳。
So the engineer was surprised.
那我怎么对得起公司呢？
He felt bad about spending so much money for
the company. 越沮丧，越想越难过。
He was very discouraged.
所以有一天，他就干脆写了一个辞呈。
So finally, he decided to resign.
他就到了这位总裁面前，在桌上把他的辞呈放着。
So he went to the CEO and gave him his resignation.
他开口第一句话说：“我知道你一定会要我辞职。”
He said, "I know you would want me to resign."
可是呢 ，Tom Watson 拿起他的辞呈撕掉。
But Tom Watson took the resignation letter and torn it apart.
他说，我花了1200多万教育了你。
I have spent $12 million teaching you.
不是要你辞职。
It's not for you to resign.
是要你现在开始工作。
I want you to start working now.
失败的确付出代价。
We need to pay a price for our failures.
但是，失败可以让我们能够踏上成功之路。
But through the failures, we can walk toward success.
有一位大学的教授，商学院的大学教授，曾经在许多那些成名的企业家身上做了一些的统计。
There's a very famous professor from a business school did a survey among all the success entrepreneurs.
包括我们熟知的一些在美国我们很有名的这些有名的成功企业家，他们发觉这些人平均每一个人都在成功之前都有3.8次的失败。
He found out that these very successful CEOs, many of them, on average, have 3.8 times of failures.
所以弟兄姊妹，各位。
So brothers and sisters.
要改变它，要让双柠檬变成可口的柠檬，第一件事情就是不要逃避埋怨所谓的失败或挫折。
So the first lesson is not to complain about failure.
让失败和挫折成为我们的祝福。
But to learn from failures and become a
blessing. 让我们在失败和挫折当中能够成长。
We can grow through our failures.
让我们因着失败，因着成长，能够重新再站立起来。
Through our failures that we can stand up again.
能够东山再起，能够转败为胜。
That we can be revived, that we can succeed.
可是你说这句话说，不是啊，我也知道啊，其实我们绝大部分人失败过，遇到错的人，我们也都有这个念头。
Maybe we all have this idea that we need to stand up from failure.
我们何尝不想东山再起，何尝不想能够转败为胜，重新再站立起来。
We all want to start anew. We all want to succeed again.
可是问题是，心里固然愿意，肉体却是软弱。
But sometimes we are willing, but we don't have the strength for it.
或者是我们中文一句话说，心有余而力怎么样不足。
That we have the heart for it, but we're unable to do it.
我们有这个心，可是我们却没有那个能力。
That we don't have the strength.
环境或是各方面的条件，不容我能够再站立起来。
The environment does not allow you
to stand up again. 我怎么能够得胜呢？
How can you succeed?
那如果你有这样的 感觉有这样的问题的话
，if you have this type of problem，
那么这请听我最后也是一个重，也是最重要的一点。
We listen to this most important point。
让圣经里头有一位很传奇性的人物给你帮助。
With that a character in the Bible to help you。
这位很传奇性的人物，他生命当中遇到过许多的挫折和失败。
This person has encountered many, many setbacks and failures in his life.
那么这个人就是大卫。
This person is King David.
时间关系，我只挑他生命失败当中最严重的一次。
We'll pick one major setbacks for him.
那是记载在撒母耳记上第三十章。如果全章，我希望大家，我今天没办法讲，您回去好好的读，好好的思想。
It's in 1 Samuel chapter 30. I ask you to go home and read the whole chapter.
我在这里头只简单的来跟大家提一下这三十章到底讲些什么。
Just want to mention briefly what this chapter is about.
是的，有一天当你知道那个时候的大卫呢是逃难，因为扫罗王嫉妒追杀他，他逃。逃难。
David was escaping from a persecution of King Saul.
他逃到那个雅各拉那个地方呢，把家眷把一些人安顿在那个地方。
He set up his family in a refuge.
有一次，他带着那些的他的跟随他的那很少数的那一些的部下呢，从战场上回来。
And he came back with his army.
长途跋涉，赶快想要跟家人同去享受家庭的温暖。
They came back to their families.
可是没想到，回到家乡呢，他呈现在他面前的是一幕满目苍凉。
Yet they found it destroyed by fire.
他看到那个城市呢？已经被火焚烧，所有屋瓦，所有的那些房子都被烧成灰烬。
All the houses were burned.
烟还在那里慢慢冒。
You can still see the smoke coming out.
所有的财物，所有的家眷，更糟糕了，都不见了。
All their properties and also their families disappeared.
原来是被亚玛利人趁虚的时候，趁他们不在的时候，而入。来烧毁了他们的大本营，而且把他们所有的财物、牛羊，甚至把家眷所有大大小小全部都掳走了。
The enemy had come and took away all their animals, cattle, and families.
当这一批那些经历沙场上很多的那些的凶险镜头的这些部下勇士们。他们看过各种场面都看过了，可是当面对自己的家遇到这样的事情的时候，他们也真的是愣住了，在那个地方。
So even though these are very experienced soldiers, they have seen many different type of situations when they saw this.
面对前面摆在面前的那一幕那一些的悲惨的画面，他们禁不住哀声大哭。
That David and his men wept.
哭！不但他们财物没有了，家没有了，而且他们的家人、妻子、孩子都被掳走了。
Not only did they lose their property, but they also lost their families.
大卫当然也一样，看到他们的哭，他也放声跟他们大哭。
David also was crying with his men.
当在大哭之余，当情绪发展到最高昂的时候。
And after the very sad and they're crying,
这些跟随他的百姓，这些部下们呢，可能因为是情绪真的打击太大了，开始把那个气氛转移到大卫身上。
When these men were very angry and they turned their anger on David,
把箭头转到大卫身上。
They're aiming toward David. They're blaming David.
怪罪他，埋怨他，说都是你。
They complain about him, says all your fault.
都是你的所才会有今天这样的一个结果。
It's all because your leadership they were in this situation.
甚至有一些人气愤激昂的一个地步，要拿石头要把他打死。
And every people, a lot of people were very angry, and they were talking about stoning David.
大家可以不可以想象大卫这个时候的心境？
Can you imagine David's feeling?
请你想想看他这个心境，他内心此时会什么感觉？
Can you identify with David's feeling at that time?
不但看到他的部属们遇到这样的事。
Not only did he see that this tragic event has occurred,
他自己的家人、自己的妻子、孩子也都不见了。
That his own family has been captive.
所有的财物什么都不见了。
He lost all the properties.
更糟糕的是，那些一向忠心耿耿跟随他的部下，此在这个此刻也气绝了他，要把他打死。
Worst of all, his faithful followers want to stone him.
大卫一生当中遭遇很多的失败挫折，特别是来自于扫罗，来自于非利士人的那个羞辱打击。
David had encountered many setbacks and failure in his life.
但是从来没有像这一次这么严重，这么伤害，这么让他失望沮丧。
But none hurt him more than this.
你说他怎么办？
What should he do?
如果是你，
if it's you,
感谢主，
praise the Lord.
大卫没有因为这样沮丧、难过、灰心。你看，连跟随他最忠心耿耿的这些人都背弃他，要打死他，他没有因此就放弃了，然后或者是退回。
Even though his faithful servants turned against him, he did not get discouraged and to give up and to become shepherds again.
我想那一句话，好不好？我们一起来念。
Let's read this verse.
这一句话是我们一生当中很重要的一句话。
This is a very important verse.
特别是我们神的儿女，你一定要把这一句话放在心里头。
As God's children, we need to remember this verse.
每当遇到挫折、遇到失败、遇到很大的打击、难处、困难的时候，请你记住这句话。
When you encounter failures and setbacks, please remember this.
因为这句话是大卫转败为胜，使大卫重新再起来的一个原因。
This is the key to David's ability to stand up again. David strengthened himself in Jehovah his God.
记住。面对这么大惨痛的失败、挫折、打击，他没有就这样打下去。
After facing this tragic event, he did not give up.
他做了一个选择。
He chosen.
我坚信依靠耶和华。
To depend on the Lord.
心里坚固。
In his heart, he will stand firm.
他一定要把这件事情扳回来。
He want to change the situation.
长话短说，他想办法说服了他的那些部下们，那些要杀他、怪罪他的人部下们。
He convinced those under him.
然后带着四百个人，靠着耶和华的帮助，他赶去那个追那些亚玛力人。
He took a few hundred men with him and went to pursue.
趁着那些亚玛力人得意忘形，在那边跳舞、喝酒、玩乐。警戒很松懈的时候，
and when the Amalekites were relaxed,
他带着那个极少数的，那就是那几百个人冲进去，在那里头，打败了这些亚玛力人。
He defeated them with a few hundred men.
然后把所有圣经告诉我们说，所有被夺去的财物，还有所有被掳去的那些的家眷，一个也没有落掉。全部都带回来了。
He was able to win back all the possessions and families.
他经历了转败为胜。
He turned failure into
success. 他经历了在失败挫折中间重新站立起来。
He was able to stand up among his failures.
是因为他依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
Because he depend on the Lord and strengthen himself.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们。
Bible says,
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
If God is with us, who can defeat us?
你同意吗？
Do you agree?
同意吗？
Do you agree?
在你这一生当中，你我会有 一些可能的失败挫折。
In our lives, we will all face failures.
我们教会的事工也会。
Even church ministry, it's the same thing.
不要以为什么事情都一帆风顺了。
Don't assume everything will be smooth sailing.
没有一帆风顺这个事实。
There's no such thing in life.
失败和挫折随时都可能发生在我们的当中。
At any time, we could face setbacks and failures.
我们要接受它。
We need to accept that.
了解这是真实的人生。
To understand this is the reality of life.
但是，我们可以改变它。
But we can change it.
我们可以把一颗生活上如果给我们许多的酸的柠檬，但是我们可以把它化成什么可口的柠檬汁。
When life gives us sour lemons, we can turn it into lemonade.
好不好？往前来走。
Let's move forward.
不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
我最后要问各位一些话。
Lastly, I want to ask you a question.
面对今天讲的这些
After today's message,
我希望每一个人大大小小请你此刻安静下来我要问你一件事
I would like to ask you one thing, every one of you.
你在过去的生活当中是不是常遇到一些的挫折和失败，你为这个缘故，你感到很疲惫，也很沮丧。
Have you encountered failures in your life, and as a result, you became depressed and tired and discouraged?
你是想想看。
Think about it.
你为你的事业。或者是你的服侍也常遇到一些的挫折甚至你的婚姻你的家庭有一些的失败挫折你为此感到很沮丧甚至觉得很伤痛
Have you encountered failures in your business in your ministry in your family in your marriage that you are discouraged
年轻的朋友们，你可能过去一些的考试，或者是你参加一些的运动比赛，可能也遭遇过一些挫折和失败的那种伤。
Have you been hurt by failure in academic fields or in athletic competition?
这个灰心一直还牢牢的成为你心中的阴影。
Are you still discouraged?
甚至我要问我们每一个人，你曾经为信仰上软弱过，甚至向罪、向试探妥协而失败。
Have you failed in your faith, in your ministry?
每当想起的时候，你内心非常的自责，非常的懊恼。
Do you feel angry? Do you feel guilty?
你走出来了没有
Have you moved forward from that?
走出来了没有
Have you been able to walk out of that?
要走出来
You need to walk out.
要走出来
Be able to move forward.
到此为止起来
From now on, stand up.
愿大卫非常好的榜样向你说话
May David's example speak to us
因为靠着那靠着神的帮助谁能抵挡我们呢、啊、
With God's help we can overcome
我们低头祷告
Let's pray
我要你自己祷告。
I want you to pray on your own.
特别是刚才 我所说的一些的问题，你好好想想看，这些的阴影是不是还在你心里头？
Think about the question I ask you. Are you still living in the shadow of failures?
你心中是不是还有一些的自责、埋怨、沮丧和灰心？
Do you still complain, depression, or disappointment in your heart?
你是不是从这些阴影甚至伤痛里头出来了没有？
Are you able to walk out of the shadow of failure?
要出来。
You need to walk out of that.
不要让这些再辖制的你。
Don't let it continue to limit you.
愿神的话使你得释放。
May God's words release you.
愿圣灵的工作叫你能够重新。
May the Holy Spirit renew you.
愿大卫给你最好的榜样和鼓励。
May the example of David be a good example for us and be an encouragement.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请唱诗三一颂领受祝福。
We'll sing the doxology.